Morning to you, morning to the listeners.
And we're going to kick off about the things that are blocking our home's Wi-Fi signal.
Got to remember, Wi-Fi isn't the internet itself. It's a radio wave that allows your devices to communicate with your router, which in turn connects to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, radio waves like Wi-Fi can pass through physical objects. Now, Wi-Fi can do it, still reach your devices, but it's never going to arrive at full strength. So when Wi-Fi hits an interference, it drops in speed on there. That depends on the object that it hits at the time. So that's the difference between reaching advertised internet speeds and experiencing painfully slow, low-quality speeds. So a lot of time it's your house that might be to blame.
Oh, we blame the house, eh?
Yeah, well, we do, actually, because, you know, if your Wi-Fi's tried to reach you through concrete walls, floors, steel studs, or heavy types of other types of heavy objects, sometimes it has a hard time living up to its potential. So appliances are also often not friendly to Wi-Fi. They actually can be Wi-Fi killers. The kitchen is always, I find, the killer for Wi-Fi because it's a space many use the internet in. But things like your dishwasher, your refrigerator, your oven, which are large metal boxes, are doing your Wi-Fi no favours. Also, you've got your microwave in there as well, which is a solid metal box. And also, when you turn it on, actually interferes with the Wi-Fi on its own. Washing machines, dryers as well. And if you put all those in the kitchen, which a lot of people are doing now, you know, it's like a big block to your Wi-Fi out there. So, you know, if your signal is travelling through these rooms to get to you, that's why it could be having a hard time.
Well, that makes sense too, because your conventional radio, the same problem, doesn't it? I mean, when you start off an appliance, it might affect your AM or your FM radio. So it works the same way with the signal strength, the radio waves travelling to talk to the router. So, yeah. That makes sense indeed. Let's move on to iPads. Is an iPad worth it? You've got five reasons why we should buy one.
If you're already in the Apple ecosystem, it goes along with your iPhone, your Mac, your Apple Watch. If you're an artist or take lots of handwritten notes, the Apple Pencil really is a game changer for the iPad. So it turns the iPad into this drawing tablet. If you love drawing, people out there as well, it's a wonderful thing to draw. And the latest version actually charges wirelessly when magnetically connected to the iPad. If you consume a lot of media, so you like watching Netflix or, you know, at Amazon Prime, you spend all day listening to music or podcasts, or you're an avid reader, the iPad represents an upgrade over using a phone or a tablet. And, or you find yourself, as we do now, lots of video calls. Everybody wants to video call you, don't they, Lee?
They do.
And, you know, just talk to us. You don't have to see what we look like sometimes. So instead of tying up your computer or laptop or relying on the tiny screen with your phone, iPad is a really good thing to, you know, to make that video call on. Or you're on the go all day. Despite their big screens, powerful hardware, iPads run all day, 2 days if needed on there. So there's five quick reasons why. And that's probably why iPad is the number one selling tablet out there.
And they have an excellent battery life, don't they? Yeah.
Wonderful battery life.
From iPads to iPhones, what's this about Iran just banning iPhones and people are not happy about this?
Yeah, it's a strange world we live in, Lee. So Iran has just got like a banned iPhones again on there. But they are the most popular handset, believe it, amongst Iranians. The authorities over there, because it's a different land over there, have actually clamped down on their use. But unfortunately, it is very, very popular out there. So, you know, there are lots of importers over there doing roaring trades and people will pay massive amounts of money, probably five times what an iPhone is, well, just to get an iPhone on there. So no matter if you ban something in life, Lee, as we all know, it never works because if you ban it, they're going to want it.